Hello, VI Talk. It's Craig Slater here. And this is a quick message for Joe, but I thought rather than sending it to her as a private message, as a DM, I would put this on VI Talk because it might be useful for other guide dog owners. So I thought I'd put it on here for other people as well. And it's a very small suggestion, and it works for me. And I know quite a lot of other guide dog owners who use it as well, who do this as well. It's regarding using a toilet when you're writing about when you know. It's regarding using public toilets with a guide dog. Joe was talking about the fact that Bruno's a bit scared of going into toilets. Now, one of the things I'd suggest is using the disabled toilet. For several reasons. First of all, he might not be as worried about going in because there's a bit more space. Secondly, as there is a little bit more space, it can actually be a bit safer. And thirdly, you've not got people trying to stroke your dog, pet your dog while you're trying to use the toilet or whatever. Or, you know, people aren't going to trip over your dog. But also, it's a lot easier to get in and out. You don't have to, usually, you don't have to negotiate these really narrow doors. Where you've got one door, you open that door, but the door's so long it blocks the access to the other door. So you've then got to try and figure out how to get you in and the dog in and close that door so you can get to the other door to get into the toilet. And I've had to do that a couple of times with Thomas, and believe me, it's not easy. Whereas a disabled toilet is usually just one door. It opens, obviously, it's designed for wheelchair access, so the doorway is wider. Therefore, you've got a heck of a lot more space to get you and the dog in without any difficulties. So I just thought I'd mention that. I hope that everything goes well for you, Joe, and that you qualify soon. Good luck, and I will speak to you soon.